Welcome back, podcast listeners. This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and I am your host, Cole Ramsey. Without further ado, thank you for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron, a podcast where we will take a look into football stars' rise to fame, success during their career, and the downfall of their legacy. So come with me and learn more about some of the athletes you see dominating your social media platforms and all over television. So today we're going to be talking about a player who is someone that, if you know football, you know who he is 100%. If you don't know who football is, or if you don't know, watch football, you probably still know who he is. And we're talking about the legendary, iconic quarterback, Tom Brady. For starters, Tom Brady just started playing his time in Tampa Bay, Florida, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Tom is the first quarterback in NFL history to ever win 7 Super Bowl championships. And he is currently on his journey for the 8th Super Bowl championship of his career. So who is Tom Brady? Tom Brady was drafted by the NFL's New England Patriots in the year 2000. And the star quarterback has won 3 NFL MVP awards, 4 Super Bowl MVP awards, and recorded 7 Super Bowl championships, as I had mentioned before. He is also known for an incident called the Deflategate. Brady was suspended by the NFL after an investigation into the charges that he knew about the illegal deflation of footballs before an important playoff game in 2015. Despite sitting out the first 4 games of the 2016 season, Brady went on to lead the Patriots to a Super Bowl victory over the Atlanta Falcons and added it to his collection with a historic win over the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 55. After 20 seasons in New England, Brady signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in March of 2020. He is also known for his marriage to supermodel Gisele Bündchen. In Brady's early life and his early college career, he was born on August 3rd, 1977 in San Mateo, California. Brady excelled at both football and baseball at Junipero Serra High School. After graduating in 1995, Brady passed up a chance to play professional baseball to go to the University of Michigan. Although a member of the school's football team, Brady did not spend much time on the field in his first 2 college seasons. In his junior year, however, he served as the starting quarterback. That season, Brady threw 350 passes for 2,636 yards. In his final season, he helped lead his team to an Orange Bowl victory. Now moving on to the NFL, Brady was drafted by the New England Patriots in the 6th round of the 2000 NFL Draft. Ideally, when someone has enough fame as Tom Brady, they are usually chosen higher. In the NFL Draft, there are 6 rounds and 201 total picks, to be exact. Sorry about that. But Brady was selected in the final round of the 2000 NFL Draft. He served as a backup quarterback and played in only 1 game during his first NFL season. The 2001 season was a different story. After starting quarterback Drew Bledsoe was injured, Brady took over, proving himself a strong leader with a powerful arm. Anyone who doubted his abilities only had to look at the team's record, an impressive 11 wins to 3 losses in the 14 games that Tom Brady started. In that postseason, he helped his team secure a win over the St. Louis Rams in the Super Bowl, and Brady received the game's MVP award. 2 years later, Brady led his team to another Super Bowl win against the Carolina Panthers, for which he earned a 2nd Super Bowl MVP award. In the 2004 season, Brady led the team again to Super Bowl success, taking down the Philadelphia Eagles 24-21. In 2005, Brady signed a brand new 6-year contract with the Patriots, and for the 2006 season, the team had a 12-4 regular season record. This is where things start to get interesting. Tom Brady and the Patriots have now signed star wide receiver and Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss. The Patriots developed one of the most explosive offenses in NFL history in 2007, where Brady passed for a then-record 50 touchdown passes to pick up his first ever MVP award. And the Patriots ran a roughshod over the rest of the league en route to undefeated regular season before suffering a gut-wrenching loss to the New York Giants in Super Bowl. During the 2008 season, Brady was quickly sidelined with a knee injury. He had several surgeries and an extensive rehabilitation to repair the damage, forcing him to sit out the entire season. While some wondered whether the injury would be career-ender, Brady came back to prove the doubters wrong. He signed a new contract with the team in 2010. In 2011, Brady pulled out all the stops, helping the team secure their place at the Super Bowl. The Patriots once again battled the New York Giants in football's ultimate game. Before the big event, Brady's wife and model, Gisele Bündchen, sent out an email to friends and family, and she asked them to pray for Brady to envision him happy and fulfilled, experiencing with his team and a victory. Unfortunately, these prayers went unanswered for Gisele, and the Giants beat the Patriots 21-17. Brady made headlines in December 2012. Following a close game between the New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers, Brady had led the Patriots back from a 28-point deficit by the fourth quarter, but the 49ers ultimately won the game 41-34. Brady later commented on the outcome of the game and stating, "I'm really proud of the fact that our guys never blinked an eye when down 28 points against probably the best defense in the league." After the 2014 season, a new word entered the lexicon of Tom Brady's lore: Deflategate. After Brady's Patriots trounced the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC Championship game, it was discovered that several of the 12 balls used by the Patriots were underinflated, one of them measuring 2 pounds per square inch below the minimum mark allowed by the NFL. Accusations of cheating followed, with Brady saying, "I didn't alter the ball in any way, and I would never have someone do something that was outside the rules." Making the accusations more notable than they otherwise might be, in 2007, Patriots coach Bill Belichick was fined $500,000 for an incident in which the Patriots were caught videotaping signals of an opposing coach, in direct violation of league rules. Amid the media frenzy that accompanied the cheating accusations, Brady tried to stay focused on preparing to play the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl, en route to setting a Super Bowl record with 37 completions. Brady led his team back from a 10-point deficit to notch a thrilling 28-24 victory. With the win, he became the third quarterback to win 4 championships and the second to earn 3 Super Bowl MVP awards, cementing his standing as one of the greatest to ever play the position. The subject of Deflategate returned to headlines in May of 2015, when a report released by investigator Ted Wells revealed that Brady was generally aware that the locker room attendant had tampered with footballs prior to the AFC Championship game. The quarterback was suspended for the first 4 games of the 2015 season, and Commissioner Roger Goodell upheld the punishment in July following an appeal. Brady and the NFL Players Association then filed a lawsuit to have his suspension overturned, with their efforts providing successful in early September when the federal judge ruled the quarterback's favor on the grounds of the suspension premised upon legal deficiencies. The NFL appealed in 2016, and a judge overturned the decision to block Brady's suspension. Brady appealed again, but in July 2016, he said he would accept his suspension. Despite missing the first 4 games of the 2016 season, Brady helped the Patriots clinch yet another spot in the Super Bowl, defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. Before the championship game, Brady told reporters that he wanted to win this game for his mother, who was suffering from an undisclosed illness. She's the one I want to win this for, Brady said. With his mother in attendance at NRG Stadium in Houston and millions of fans watching, Brady did not disappoint. In a thrilling game, the first that went into overtime in NFL history, Brady led the Patriots to a 34-28 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. With this historic win, Brady became the first quarterback in NFL history to take home 5 Super Bowl rings, which is one for each finger of his hand. He surpassed quarterbacks Joe Montana, who was one of his idols, and Terry Bradshaw, who both have 4 Super Bowl wins. He also was awarded his 4th Super Bowl MVP for leading a 25-point comeback and throwing a Super Bowl record 466 passing yards. This Super Bowl marked Brady's 7th appearance in the big game, which is also an outstanding NFL record. While showing no signs of slowing down at age 40, Brady threw for an NFL-high 4,577 yards while guiding New England to a 13-3 record in 2017. He shrugged off an ESPN report of a supposed rift between the quarterback and his coach and the Patriots owner Robert Kraft. But a more serious issue surfaced in mid-January 2018 when Brady hurt his throwing hand in practice days before the AFC Championship game. Although the injury reportedly required more than 10 stitches to close, Brady proved able enough to outlast a robust defensive effort from the Jacksonville Jaguars, throwing for a late touchdown to complete the comeback win and claim an amazing 8th AFC title. Brady lived up to his big game reputation yet again in the Super Bowl versus the Philadelphia Eagles, surpassing his previous year's mark by throwing for a record 505 yards. However, the Patriots were forced to play catch-up nearly all evening, thanks to the inspired play of the opposing quarterback Nick Foles, and Brady's last-second heave into the end zone was knocked down to seal the heartbreaking 41-33 defeat. Even with the disappointing finish, there was a little doubt that Brady remained the gold standard at the game's most important position. As illustrated by the NFL Network, designation of him as the league's top-ranked quarterback heading into 2018, while there were signs of slippage, Brady threw 11 interceptions, his highest total since 2013, the veteran quarterback continued to come up when it counted, guiding New England to the Super Bowl for the 9th time in his outstanding career. Unlike matchups from the previous year, the Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams was a low-scoring affair, and Brady didn't even throw a touchdown pass. Yet, there he was, engineering a pair of fourth-quarter scoring drives that helped the Patriots pull away for the 13-3 win, giving the quarterback an incredible 6th Super Bowl victory, the most for any player at any position in NFL history. All good things do come to an end. Even with the critics carefully scrutinizing the 42-year-old's quarterback's play, New England began the 2019 season with 8 consecutive wins. The Patriots then went on to lose 3 of their final 6 games. However, the fears raised by the rocky finish coming to fruition when they were sent to the packaging in the first round by the Tennessee Titans. Following a season in which his passer rating slipped to an 88.0, he failed to earn a Pro Bowl selection for the first time since his injury-marred 2008 campaign. Brady's NFL future became a source of debate for fans who were wondering whether he would retire, re-sign with the Patriots, or play somewhere else. On March 17, 2020, the quarterback answered one of the questions with a statement posed to social media accounts that revealed his intention to continue his career elsewhere. Thanking the Patriots faithful, he wrote, "My children were born and raised here, and you always embraced this California kid as one of your own. I love your commitment and loyalty to our teams, and winning for our city means more than you will ever know." On March 20th, 2020, Brady announced that he had signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 2 months later, he reunited with longtime New England tight end Rob Gronkowski, who came out of retirement to join his favorite QB in Tampa Bay. Following a loss to the New Orleans Saints in the 2020 NFL opener, Brady got his team back on track with 3 consecutive wins, the last of those powered by an impressive 5-touchdown performance. A mid-season lull included a crushing 38-3 loss to the Saints, but Brady again righting the ship, closing the regular season with 4 straight wins to propel the Tampa Bay back into the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. After throwing for 381 yards and 2 touchdowns in January of 2021 wildcard win over the Washington football team, Brady threw for 2 more scores to help Tampa Bay upset the Saints and advance to a conference title game for the 14th time in his career. The following week, the 43-year-old quarterback overcame 3 interceptions to engineer yet another upset, this time over the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and became the 4th quarterback to lead 2 different teams to the Super Bowl. In February of 2021, Brady won his 7th Super Bowl, defeating young talent in the NFL Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs a whopping 31-9. That all being said, along with being a football champion, Brady was chosen as one of People's Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People. In 2002, he hosted a popular comedy show, Saturday Night Live. And in 2005, he and longtime girlfriend Bridget Monahan split up. The next year, she gave birth to their two sons, to their son John Edward Thomas, in August. Brady married Giselle in February of 2009, and the couple welcomed son Benjamin in December of that same year, and daughter Vivian was born in 2012. This year is Tom Brady's 44th. He is 44 years old, and this is his 21st NFL season. And we are now seeing if Tom Brady can make a run for his 8th championship, which will be a statistic that will be untouched for a very, very long time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron. I am your host, Cole Ramsey, and I hope to see you back here next week. Thank you.